Written about the Indian boarding schools here in Michigan and the Upper Peninsula in particular. And it's being turned into a book and a presentation coming up over Zoom as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little about it. People may not know, Sharon, what the Indian boarding schools are, or were, I should say. And obviously there's a legacy from them that's not all that pleasant.
No, it isn't. My book is called Michigan Indian Boarding School Survivors Speak Out. It's a narrative history, and Victor Volkman from Modern History Press was the one who published it. And it covers the impact of Indian boarding schools, and it had a devastating effect for generations of Native Americans. It's why many Native Americans are suffering from alcoholism and substance abuse and other problems. And it continues to affect their descendants today. Michigan was a home to three in Baraga, Harbor Springs, and Mount Pleasant. The last to close was Holy Child, the boarding school of Jesus in Harbor Springs in 1983. I did an extensive study with nine individuals, three that attended the federal boarding school. That was harder to get people to do, you know, to talk to me from that boarding school because that closed in 1933. So many of the people the people I interviewed were in their 80s and older. Anyways, and then I attended, and then I met with six boarding school attendees that attended the Holy Childhood Boarding School in Harbor Springs. And they told me about their family history. They told me about their boarding school experience. And each
which was not pleasant, right, Sharon?
Stars. Pardon?
Not pleasant at all, right? They were against their will put into these in some cases?
More pleasant for the federal boarding school than the missionary boarding school in Harbor Springs. That was run by the Catholic Church in Harbor Springs. And many of them had the same phobia, the ones that attended the missionary boarding school, which is fear of the dark. And they experienced other things, too, and they resented being sent there. And I had a mother who attended the same boarding school, and that's she wouldn't talk about it, and so I wanted to find out what boarding schools were all about. So that's why I decided to do the study when I was participating in my Master's of Social Work program, you know, out of Grand Valley State University. And there's a lot of different themes that came about, you know, like fear of the dark and alcoholism and all kinds of other issues.
Sharon, what happened at these boarding schools? Explain to people that may not know.
What happened?
What did these people go through? You don't have to go through everything, but kind of give our listeners, Sharon, an overview of, you know, what happened? What was so bad about these places that these people are scarred to this day?
Well, one interview person in particular comes to mind when she told me that to this day, she has to refuse, you know, advancement in positions because she has a problem with math, and she had a difficulty with math when she was attending the Holy Childhood Boarding School. She'd be standing up at the chalkboard, and she couldn't do the problem, and she would get her hair pulled specifically. And she said to this day her hair is, you know, thinner on one side of her head than the other side. And then another was locked in a basement, you know, because he wouldn't give up his chair to a favored child. One was beaten by a rubber hose because she wet the bed, you know. So it was just multiple things that happened. And one of the common things that were said, you either knew someone who's being sexually abused or you were being sexually abused by the nuns and priests. And so that was pretty prevalent, you know, with the Holy Childhood Boarding School.
So tell me about your presentation then, coming up on May 8th. If people can find out more. I don't want to blow your entire presentation by doing it in this interview. But tell me about what you hope to accomplish, Sharon, from that presentation.
To spread the word of what's happened to these people, why you know, they are still struggling with, you know, certain things. The boarding school experience, the boarding school legislation has caused more damage than anything else that the Native Americans have gone through, from reservations to having their land taken away to, you know, treaties, everything else. The boarding school did the most damage. Because if you had someone who attended for most of their lives, from the time they were like five or so until they were, you know, ready to enter high school, because they didn't attend high school there at the boarding school. They had to go to the public school. They didn't fit in anywhere. They didn't fit in with their family because they, you know, they were trained to be white people. They didn't, you know, they were different from their family. They didn't fit in with their family. They didn't fit in with the community. So they ended up doing things like unwanted pregnancies and drinking and joining, you know, groups to go to parties and things like that, and just to belong somewhere. And so we're still dealing with that issue to this day, with the alcoholism and child abuse and neglect and domestic violence, everything else that, because how did they learn how to parent? How did they learn, you know, from a boarding school that was kind of, you know, many of the people that worked there were cruel, you know, and unrelenting and trying to, you know, force them to be basically, you know, like the white population and buy into Christianity. One of the people I interviewed told me that the reason he had fear of the dark was because of the threats that were made to him about if he didn't accept Christianity, this would happen to him. He'd be in hell, you know, with pitchforks and fire and everything else. And it just caused a lot of fear for him.
Yeah.